on November 29th, 2016 at 7 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Mark Mitchell, after which the invocation is to be given by a member of the Ohio City.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
O my God, unite the hearts of thy servants and reveal to them thy great purpose. May they follow thy commandments and abide in thy law. Help them, O God, in their endeavor and grant them strength to serve thee. O God, leave them not to themselves, but guide their steps by the light of thy knowledge and cheer their hearts by thy love. Verily, thou art their helper and their Lord.
Thank you. We have no ceremonial matters this evening. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments?
Oh.
Yes.
Go ahead. I wanted to add a discussion of the letter that was requested that we send to Senator Murkowski on the Thomas Land Management Record of the City. You know what I'm talking about. Kim Lane had passed it to the Assembly yesterday. It's, let me get the right wording, the Record of Decision for the Tongass
Transition plan Amendment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you make a motion?
No, it doesn't need to be.
Okay.
Just
anybody have a problem?
Nope.
Well, that. Item four. Oh, did you have?
Yeah, I have a couple things. I would like to make an agenda item to do a special meeting on Friday at noon, if everybody can make it. And the first item would be, there'd be two items on there. One would be to consider a ordinance from USDA. We passed an ordinance in September. There was a couple little things that they needed change. And so to get our money on the sewer pump stations, we have to redo the ordinance, and we've been working with our bond attorney to deal with this, and so it's more of a housekeeping thing.
Okay, well, it's not amending the current agenda, right?
Well, you're adding an agenda item to
consider,
have a special meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the other item on this special meeting would be to remove item 13D, approval of the bid received from the City Dock Lighting Project, and move that to Friday also. And the reason for that is there was a question raised on the local preference ordinance, and I'm gathering information from both the state grant folks and our attorney. Otherwise, that would have been considered tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, then addition, I had discussion on a letter on timber. That would be under that new business 13F, right?
B.
F.
Oh, F?
13F. And discussion on
a special meeting.
Special meeting would be 13G.
Right.
Okay. Everybody agree with that?
Yep.
Okay. Any further additions? Conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest in any item on the agenda? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to consent agenda items with an asterisk 6A, 7A through 7G.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Hold it, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, the manager's report.
Other than my report, we do plan to close City Hall, I believe, on December 12th. And we're gearing up, and Lee is gearing up mainly in the finance department to change over to the new accounting system that we're going to, because the other one is going to be obsolete, no longer supported here in the next, probably in the next 11 months or so. So anyway, that's a huge project. There's a lot involved in it, and so I think the company will come in here on, they've already done a lot, but they'll come in here on a Saturday before that, and they will get all their stuff done, and then that Monday we'll shut down and do the training for the staff and start that process, and then when they open on the Tuesday, they'll actually start taking payments and stuff right there at the counter and under the new system. But it's going to be quite a task. We're going to start it in December, then we're going to start doing payroll in for the January pay period, and go from there. So, but anyway, that's about it right now.
Any questions, comments? Thank you. Item 9, the clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything additional.
Thank you. Item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Item 10A, are there any reports by single members?
Yes. Went to the Alaska Municipal League annual meeting in Anchorage last week and stayed over for the voting, and there was a lot of movement by the landlocked communities to remove the priority for fully funding the harbor grant fund. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of debate, and I was really proud of all the coastal communities. Every one of them got up and talked, and it was a very narrow vote, but it remained as a priority to fully fund it. So I thought that was probably the most interesting thing that came out of it, that everybody's kind of scrapping for money, and you know, they were thinking it was just for the coastal communities, not realizing what an economic driver those harbors are for us.
Well, I was there also, and quite frankly, I thought AML in general was not quite as good as it had been in the past, but there were some very interesting conversations with other people from other communities. Situation. Everybody seems to be in quite a bit the same situation, and there was a lot of information. That one interesting thing that doesn't affect us a whole lot here at this time, it could possibly in the future, was that, can you remember that company, that individual company that drilled the wells?
Oh, no, I don't remember the name of them.
Some oil exploration company drilled two new oil wells on the North Slope, and they struck oil on both of them. Now all we have to do is get it in pipe. And the price of oil going up, so benefit. But it said that, you know, they were prospects, basically, just exploratory wells. And so it looks good for where they're in that area where they are. It was to the west of Prudhoe Bay, where most of the whales are in Prudhoe Bay. It was to the west, more to where anyone. was interesting, to me anyway. Hopefully for the future of the state. Okay, item 10B, city boards and committee appointments. We have one letter of interest was received from Bob Lippert from Parks and Recreation Board seat. There was one vacancy on that board, and without objection, I'll appoint Bob Lippert to that seat. There was a vacancy on the Planning and Zoning Commission. There were no letters of interest for that, and that seat is open until October 2019. And there's two vacancies on the Economic Development Committee until October 2019, and there were no letters of interest for that. So we'll keep advertising.
We're getting closer.
Hopefully somebody will step forward. Item 10C. There is a term, one term was open until October 2019 on the Rainbow Medical Center Board appointment. And Barbara Conine was the only letter received for that, and she was on that board.
Sorry, Mayor, there is a correction that it's an appointment to fill the vacancy until October 2017, not 19.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No, it was my mistake.
It was a typo on it. Yes, I guess it's until the next election. Okay. But anyway, Barbara Conine turned in a letter of interest for that, and she was the only one, so we'll appoint her to that. Next on the list is persons to be heard. This is the opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you will not have an opportunity to speak on it unless the assembly has specific questions regarding the item. And there's nobody signed up, so I guess nobody wishes to be heard. That's it. Item 12, unfinished business. We have none. Item 13, new business. Excuse me. 13A, proposed ordinance number 928, an ordinance of the city of the city and borough of Glenville, Alaska, amending chapter 611.76, junk vehicles of the Glenville Municipal Code relating to this procedure for the disposition and disposal of junk vehicles. This is a first reading.
I move to approve first reading of ordinance number 928 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on December 13, 2016.
Second.
Then move to second. Any discussion? Yes.
I was a little bit surprised by, I think more the letter from the attorney than actually you wrote. The ordinance looks pretty good. But the fact that if there's a junk vehicle on a private property, they could cover it with a tarp. Could you imagine in 2 or 3 years what a junk, I mean, I almost think that could be worse. But and that was his take on what our ordinance meant, and it's included and written that way now. So I was, and I'm not sure what the answer is, except to get it hauled out of there. But it just has to be out of sight. When I thought out of sight, I thought behind some trees or in a building or not with a tarp. Because it's not very permanent. I mean, I can see all this blue shredded stuff laughing in the
rain.
Paint a candle block. Yeah, exactly. So I was a little bit concerned about that one thing. It was interesting, if you read the Alaska statutes on junk vehicles, it actually says that a vehicle left 6 months on a private property without consent can revert to the property owner. But it also says that if a junk vehicle is on private property, there is no presumption that it's a junk vehicle. So I don't know how our attorney, you know, one man's treasure is another man's junk. And I think the state statutes are clear. It's kind of counter to what we've declared. And then the other thing I noticed is that they have a good definition of motor vehicle. And I think we should add that definition. It's quite extensive. It's in 28.11.025. The definition is Part C, 1 and 2. And it includes motorhomes, buses, motorcycles, you know, gear-driven, belt-driven. But the private property, I think we need to address that or discuss it.
When you start talking private property and you start talking, the guy goes and buys him himself a 55 Chevy Centenary and he wants to rebuild it. That's his life dream. And, I mean, guys, you're getting into where we're going to have a whole court full of lawyers discussing what is junk and what is not junk. I don't think we're going to win on this issue. If we can get them to move it and if it's on public property, let's get it taken care of. And you may be way farther ahead to go talk to the landowner and say, will you please? That might go farther than you will or else. Let's take the kind road first.
If we could get a barge in here and and have a scrap metal free-for-all.
That's what I think needs to happen. I really think that the city needs to, well, I don't know that we can afford it, but I really like the city to be the big guy, to be the nice guy and say, look, we want to clean up our community. We're proud of where we live, mm-hmm. and we want to provide this service, and it'll be, you know, once a year or maybe once every other year. Mm-hmm. You know, but there are cars on my street that have moss growing on them. Mm-hmm. There's boats
trees
that have camper shells built into them that haven't moved in 15 years that I've been there. So it's really abominable.
Unless the trees are growing. We haven't hit the point yet.
Oh, there's trees growing.
Oh, there is trees.
Then the Forest Service gets
sell the timber.
So there's a couple things. So at the workshop that we had, this is what I was tasked with. So I went to the attorney, and we worked back and forth, I mean, for a long time, and this is what we came up with. So there's a couple things the assembly can do. If you want to not approve this tonight and have another workshop, we can do that. But I am very confident with the ordinance that's before you, because it follows state statutes. It has the definition of the junk vehicle. It has what we're allowed to do, and it doesn't put in there what we're not allowed to do, which is a lot of what we had in our code or have in our code right now. So you can see in the ordinance, they did take out sections because there was just so much that didn't follow. And there's a lot of municipalities around Alaska that do not follow they should be, what these statutes say. And so, but as far as, you know, like adding the definition of the motor vehicle, I'm not really sure if that would be the place to put it, because this is for junk vehicles. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm that's why I'm saying if we want to change this, then we should probably just have another workshop and just not vote to approve this.
Okay, so my question is, I guess I'll just throw it out there. Say, Dave Jack's house, okay, and there's a lot vacant on by the side of his house, and it's zoned single residential, and I buy it. And I put 7 boats on there and trailers on there, and trees are growing out of them and everything. Do we have anything that says that is illegal under the zoning?
I don't know.
Well, we have the present ordinance, and it's been on the books, but I don't remember it, you know, coming before us during our past councils and when I was on them. And I know we had the same kind of angst with the
way. Okay, so basically, Patty's house, I don't know, say $500,000. So just throwing a number out there. Now, I throw right beside you, I buy it, and I'm going to devalue her property. By doing that, you're telling me we don't have no ordinance involved at all that can protect that property owner?
The ordinance that we have is not following state law. And that's why this is here before you. It's saying it's very outdated, according to our attorney. And, I mean, yeah. So I'm scared to have it in our code right now.
You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No,
you can't throw a junkyard next to someone's brand new house. I mean, that's not feasible.
I think what everybody's saying is there's some other ordinance other than the junkyard ordinance that would cover that, such as a public nuisance ordinance or something like that. Are you aware of any?
In the suggested ordinance, any person violating any provision of this chapter is guilty of an infraction and shall be punished by the fine established in WMC 120.05 on the fine schedule if the offense is listed in that fine schedule or by a fine up to $500 if the offense is not listed in WMC 120.05.
That's a penalty under this ordinance. But what we're asking is, do you know of any other city ordinance, such as public nuisance ordinance anything like that would cover that situation like was being discussed here?
Yeah, there are a couple of municipalities that actually have junkyard, like definitions of a junkyard. And I mean, we can do something like that, but I don't think it would belong here. I think it would be something new, or maybe something we could modify another section under public nuisance.
And I don't know if there's anything that zoning ordinance, I don't think there is, but I could check. But I think that there is a nuisance ordinance, but that's more to do with noise and roosters.
Sewage.
Stuff like other things like that. But I don't know if I don't think the junk vehicles are in that. We can check. But
as I recall, there was an ordinance called attractive nuisance, where it was a similar situation like that, where it could be a danger to people, or if like little kids get into it, and that I can't remember exactly what it all entailed, but it was something like that. Did it cover that situation?
We do. Yeah, there is the code 908 nuisances, and I mean. Purpose of this chapter.
What I'm saying is, do we need to incorporate, if we already have an ordinance that covers it, why incorporate it?
Well, I think this should be here. This is addressing junk vehicles, period, right, only. And then we could change, or certain conditions declare nuisances. We could change.
Well, hold up. Go back to that one. Because this still should.
Oh, right here, yeah. 908080, accumulations of rubbish and materials prohibited. No owner, leasee, agent, tenant, or occupant shall allow or permit any junk vehicle, junk, debris, or indiscriminate storage of machinery, equipment, parts, yada, yada, yada. There's a long list. Or anything that is may become putrid or offensive. The assembly approved this back in 95, so I'm not saying that it can't be looked at again. But there is an ordinance in here.
Well,
I think Kim has written this, and I think let's take this up and take a vote for this. And if we want to do a junkyard definition or re-look at what you're looking at now and define it, let's take that as a separate issue. But I'm in favor of getting this part through, and then I don't know that another workshop is going to be any more fruitful than the last workshop.
Well, does this cover boats? Derelict boats?
No. There's another section in our code for show.
Okay. On land.
And the state has a ruling for derelict boats as well. State statute.
Oh, I was just curious on that derelict boat thing. Is that it, like in the water, though, in harbors, or is that up on land, or does
it
matter?
It's on land and... I think it's both, but I can't... I just remember we worked on it four or five years ago, but... I know it exists.
The Harbor Department impounds derelict boats that are on land that's left to their storage, so, you know. It is a...
Just to answer the question on our code, so 908080, what I read to the assembly, it is in our fine schedule. It's a $100 fine for each offense. But it's just a matter of who's going to enforce.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in there.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on this?
I just want a clarification. This really doesn't change anything that's in our code now. It just, the intent of our code, it makes it in line with state statute. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It does.
So
that's correct.
So even if we do, if we change this now and want to do something with nuisance areas, it can be separate and we could pass this through.
Okay, that would be
just
separate.
Want to make sure.
So any further change? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 11-16-2354.
Move to adopt resolution.
Let me read it.
Oh, okay. I'm excited about this.
Resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Lingle, Alaska, supporting the Port Commission's efforts to plan and build a Mariner's Memorial at Heritage Harbor.
All right. Move to adopt resolution number 11-16-1354 that creates a special Mariner's Memorial Committee.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
They worked on this a long time. Mm-hmm. This is a good thing.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, just a question. It mentions, potentially working through either forming a nonprofit or working through an existing nonprofit, and I'm totally in favor of working through an existing nonprofit just because we've got enough nonprofits. But I was curious if the Friends of the Museum fit that status and if that might be a good fit. Jeff, do you know anything about that?
It's the idea there of looking at that possibility or just doing it through the city or some other mechanism, but I think the idea was there that if you are going to do something like that for a nonprofit, however you do that, whether you create your own or you do it through one of the other existing ones, that maybe people are more willing to give to they've just written out their bill for their taxes, and I don't want to write another check to the city, but I'll give it to them. So, but I think that's what this committee would look at, is what do they think is the best route to go as far as setting up something that would be something where someone could contribute to that, get a tax write-off, and support this. So, I'm like Patty. I think it's a great idea. They've already spent a bunch of money on it for all the conceptual designs that Chris Myrtle did with Corvus, and I think it's really a neat idea, and they've gone a long ways, but you're gonna have to raise the money to get over the hump here. So.
Just to clarify it for the public is that this is a committee to that would be tasked with projects to raise funds for the memorial.
Right.
Any further discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, appointment to fill the vacancy on the Borough Assembly.
I'd like to move to appoint Steve Persanka to fill the vacancy on the Assembly.
Second.
We're moved to second. Any discussion?
Who is Steve Persanka?
He's living in San Francisco.
I think he's crazy, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, just to the item, I think it's very difficult. We have two good choices in front of us, Christy Jameson and Steve Persanka. We've had this discussion. I wasn't here for the last meeting where we discussed the issue why Steve had stepped down. But in my mind, there's a gray area here, which is why the Assembly is here to make that decision in this gray area, and sort of weighing, you know, and balancing the public's interest. The position that Steve's daughter had applied for is a very low, you know, position in the city that's not managed by anyone remotely near the manager. Steve has proven himself as being very thorough and taking this position seriously. And even though he and I disagree probably the most of any other Assembly member, I think that he's been voted into this position in the past. He brings a certain perspective from the community, and so I appreciate those things, and that's why I made that decision.
I'd like to ask Steve to come up and just... So everybody completely understands how the situation arose, if you could explain that.
Steve Persanka, 227 First Avenue. So I went down south to get some medical work done, and when I left, my daughter was looking for work. And while I was down south, my wife reported to me that my daughter signed up for a lifeguarding course, so that was the first red light that went off. And she hadn't told me.
Just something to add here, as Steve said a little bit, her Steve's daughter, that position up there, as he said, they're desperate for people. So she certainly didn't get the position. Anybody could get the position. So it wasn't because he had been Assembly member, it's because they were desperate in need of lifeguards up there. And so whether he was an Assembly member or not, they needed every body they could get. So certainly she didn't get the job because of he had been past Assembly member or anything like that. It's just they needed the bodies, and it certainly had nothing to do with Steve.
I'd just like to mention that it brought out before that there were two letters of interest received for this, in addition to Steve Brzunka, Christy Jameson also turned in the letter. They're both, in my opinion, would be qualified candidates for the position, because they both have given a lot to the community. Our Steve Brzunka, in my opinion, has been sitting on the assembly and is currently knowledgeable about the issues, a lot of issues, both public and what has and what can't be discussed in public at this time due to the situation they're in, the possible lawsuits or whatever that could arise if they were discussed in public. And so I would be more inclined towards Steve at this time. That's just my favorite. Anybody else have anything?
Rainey?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
If it would be okay, I have an oath of office. If Steve would like to take his oath of office and take his seat. I have his.
Yeah,
I got to move over.
Yeah.
I clean it up.
Give me some, too.
Did you say the United States or Canada?
I said the United States.
He doesn't have dementia yet. Yes, he has kind of first step next to me.
I was considering changing the seat, but.
Okay.
Right there.
Moving on. Item D has been removed. So item E, approval of the annual courtroom lease with the last court system.
Move to approve lease with the Alaska court system to be effective January 1, 2017 through December 31, 2022. With options to extend the lease through 5 one-year options.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Brzunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F. Discussion and possible action on the letter in September. I didn't get it all written down, but regarding discussion on the letter regarding the timber.
Tongas.
So I just wanted to have it for discussion only.
Oh, for just for discussion? Okay.
Yeah. Kim forwarded this letter, and it's kind of extensive. The crux of the issue is.
Excuse me. Do we have a
motion? It's just for discussion.
Oh, it's just for discussion. Okay. Excuse me.
So, this is about the Tongass Transition Plan amendment, and what the, you know, this has been going on for a while. The Forest Service is getting ready to sort of make some sort of final decision. We were asked as a city to sign on to a letter with a number, a long list of other organizations and individuals, basically asking Senator Murkowski to look into delaying this until the next administration gets on board. So it came came to my attention that we were asked to do is Jeff was asked at a certain time, and the request was said that it was time sensitive, and Jeff said, well, I can't get a response from the assembly in that quick a time, so no. And basically the person, Jim Clark, brought it to my attention again and said, well, the city could still sign on if they wanted to. So, but time is pending. Sounds like the administration is very quickly looking to make some kind of decision. The letter that was put before us has a number of, you know, sort of the bold bold numbered items are what the concerns are that are listed. They have to do with timber, also renewable energy, and mining, and sort of access issues around those. So, anyway, I thought that the assembly should talk about it and decide what, you know, if we want to do something or not. So.
Thank you. Do you want to have any questions?
I want to put this on.
I do too.
I read it. I didn't even oppose it as far as I'm concerned.
Very beneficial to Wrangell.
We really can't take any action.
Well, somebody can take. Somebody can put a motion forward to submit a letter to be sent.
Can we make a motion to that effect?
Mr. Mayor, can we, since we're going to talk about having a special meeting on Friday, can we just put it on that agenda?
It's pretty. I think that'd be more appropriate. Then it'd be public notice, and then public would be here to speak if they want to.
And
we don't have anyone in chambers now, they might.
Yeah, and Assembly Member Prasanka, I don't think, saw this because he wasn't on the Assembly.
I've been following along. I read it.
Okay.
And I do appreciate that the city manager didn't just ram it through and took the time for us to have a chance to look at it. So.
So you read it. What's your feelings on it?
I think it's fine.
Okay. Just wondering.
But I agree with Mayor Jack. There's going to be some community members who are not going to agree with it.
Okay.
And they should have the opportunity to voice their opinion.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So do we make a motion to put it on that?
No.
Okay.
So maybe just to think through the process, our next agenda item is to talk about the special meeting. Maybe at that point we can make a motion to add that to the list of items for the special meeting.
I don't think we really have to. It's already requested.
So are we moving on to the next item? Because I can tell the assembly what I believe.
Okay, yes. Let's go on to item 13G, the special meeting on Friday.
Okay. So what would be most appropriate is if somebody made a motion to approval to hold a special meeting on Friday, December 2nd at noon, to consider, and there's the three items. So the Thomas Transition Plan Amendment, this, and the USDA ordinance, and also the approval of the Wrangell Dock Lighting Project.
I move to consider the ordinance for the USDA for the pump station. Or first to have a meeting on Friday noon, to discuss the ordinance change for USDA for the pump station, to go through the approval of the bid received for the Wrangell City Dock Lighting Project, and also to discuss the letter, or to take some action on the Tongass Transition Plan letter, support letter.
Second.
Yeah. Jeff, are we going to have the lawyer's comments back on the local preference for that by then? Okay.
Any further? Okay.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file, the summary is provided to the assembly. Item 15, executive session. Item 15, 15A, options regarding the corrective statutory warranty deed for Lot A, dated May 25th, 2012, according to plat 2010-6, between the City and Alaska Island Community Services, AICS.
I move pursuant as a 44.62.310C1 that we recess into executive session with the borough manager and the borough attorney to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the borough, specifically the city options regarding the corrective statutory warranty deed for Lot A dated May 25th, 2012, according to plat 2010-6. Between the City and Alaska Island Community Services.
Mr. Mayor, before we vote on that, I have a conflict of interest. Sorry, I have a conflict of interest I need to state before we do it, I believe, because I didn't have a chance to do it at the beginning of the meeting. So my wife is employed by AICS. She has a contract, and I'm not comfortable being involved in any discussions regarding AICS or their financial.
I think that's appropriate.
Thank you.
Well,
I seconded the motion.
Yeah. Okay. We have moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll recess on two.
Assembly Member Gilbert?
Yes.
Kearney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And
yes. We'll recess into executive session at 7:47.